This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Word, 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 word of the day, question of the day. I'm reading in one of the trades here as we get started this hour of the DJB program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The question from some in the radio business is radio doing a good job with the news, telling the news, expressing or getting into the news? And the question comes as a result of some people in the business, not only in the radio business, but in the broadcasting business, beginning to question the whole business about opinion journalism and whether it ought to be a different sector. People that call themselves news stations or they call themselves news gatherers, whatever the thing is, the whole definition of the news is in question. What does it mean to deliver the news? To talk about the news. If it's news, it's news. If you're talking about the news, it's not news. You're talking about the news, but that isn't, it's oftentimes, you know, you get these 24-hour cable channels, but also the local news channels. We focus on, you know, there's a lot of news going on and a lot of stories to tell, but does that qualify, do all the stories qualify as news? I say no. What say you, ladies?
I feel like we're spiraling.
I don't know. I think the news is who, what, when, where, and how. And oftentimes, I think people add in their own perspective or their own take. And I think that there is a distinction between journalists and opinion journalists. And I think there it is very hard to find people who want to fall under the line of journalists.
They aren't. They're not. You're either a journalist following the news and reporting the facts, or you are just talking, a talking head. That's it.
Well, I would say I'd use the example of Jim Acosta. Jim Acosta reports on the news sometimes, but then he also puts in his own bias many times. So what is he? He's a lot of gray area. So that's why I call those types of people opinion journalists.
I don't call him a journalist. I think if you're a journalist, there are very few journalists, people who are just involved in the news. People said to me once, many times, oh, you're a journalist. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm not at all a journalist. I talk about stuff on the radio. I'm not out there finding the facts. I might find the facts that somebody else has found before me and use them as part of the conversation and hopefully give them some credit. But other than that, and that's that line. I think sometimes it's time to draw a line in the sand because the line is getting so blurry. What do you think, Victoria?
I think the only place to find, and honestly, I don't, I know that, you know, Doug, that this bothers you a lot. I know you rail against the news media. I don't care. It does not bother me, and I think it's a generational thing because I've grown up with everyone's opinion all the time is everywhere. That's what social media is. But I do think if you're talking about, like, the traditional who, what, where, when, how, whatever, why, probably the only place left for that in its almost pristine form is really just local news when you see a reporter standing in front of a scene of an accident, you know. But that, like, who wants to see that? That's pretty boring. So I don't know. I don't know that it's something. I think that people read stuff that you can read anything online. There are a million news sources out there, and they're all going to have a different slant, like Jen said. And I think people just read what they want to hear. I really do. I mean, who really wants to, who really wants to get angered or to get excited about what someone else who disagrees with you thinks? And some people really, I guess, live for that, but I don't know. I have a life. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, that's a debate going on. In there's a professor of journalism at Hofstra in New York, which is one of the better news or professional journalism schools, mostly a radio school. But there are schools of journalism at Columbia, which I find nauseous. Hofstra is pretty open, open, and not what's there. I find Columbia to be underhanded because they teach only a liberal slant. That's pretty much what the journalists, you can talk to any number of journalists, just see who they are and how they report, and so it becomes...
I have a couple friends who went to Columbia Journalism School, and they didn't do it because they wanted to be news anchors. They went because they write for magazines, and so they both work for the two friends.
They investigate, or they just write on what goes on?
One works for a health magazine, so there's a lot of research, and health was sort of her, public health was kind of her double major.
She does the research, though, for her article?
She sifts through scientific data and research. It sounds really boring. And then basically her job is to, like a reporter would, her job is to take the facts of whatever the scientific research is and then translate that into layman's terms so that people can read whatever magazine she works for, Science Weekly or whatever. So that's what she has been trained to do. And then the other friend of mine has worked for a bunch of different magazines, some fashion, some lifestyle, but that's really more, you know, if you want that degree from Columbia Journalism School, it's still very prestigious. It's not necessarily just because you want to go and be on the local news.
Well, it's prestigious if you're CBS or ABC or some organization like that that has lost its way, in my opinion. I think CBS News isn't CBS News at all anymore. They've fallen victim to the nonsense that's on Fox and MSNBC and CNN, which has blurred the line again. And this is what makes it so difficult for people to really know what's going on. You did a great story earlier that focused on Boeing and what's going on. The information was, there was not an opinion until we finished the story. The story is that American pilots are, they've got a recording of not an altercation, but a conversation with officials from Boeing about the problems with the 737 MAX. And it was very enlightening. It was to the point. And then after you delivered the information, we talked about what it means. I guess I did most of the talking because I am closest to it in terms of knowing what goes on planes and in airlines and that sort of thing. But we all sort of chimed in. And it makes for an interesting take. But make no mistake, we provided conversation which didn't really include information that was new. Victoria presented us with the new information, and then we talked about how we felt about it one way or another. And so I don't necessarily say, well, this is my opinion when I express my opinion, but you can kind of tell when I'm expressing my opinion. Should we say, all right, these are the facts, and here's our opinion? Should it be that deliberate so that people don't mistake what we're saying from our own thoughts as fact? Is it? Because I think that's what's happened to a lot of people. You said it, Victoria, pretty well. I grew up around opinion. People are always expressing their opinions.
Yeah.
And see, I didn't. You said it was generational, and I didn't grow up around that. I grew up in an era, and I was taught how to deliver the news without saying anything other than, this is the news. You know,
Journalism was my major, and you're not supposed to express your opinion in the news.
No,
that's how I was taught. It wasn't that long ago.
No.
I'm not that old. I know
who really started it? Limbaugh started it in a way that was more unique than any others. He was a newsman in Kansas City, I think, and he got fired because he would deliver the news, and then he'd stay on the air with the host of whatever the show was he was delivering the news and give his opinion. We all know how strident his opinions are. They've always been strident. But the guy running the station said, I don't want to know what you think. I want you to deliver the news. And so he kept opining with this guy, and they fired him. And that's when he became a talk show host. And the rest is history, as they say. He went to Sacramento and started, and it started a whole new thing. I don't think people before him really expressed it, in terms of politics anyway, opinions. A lot of the good talk show hosts were not talking about the actual news. They were bringing you guests, and they talk about events and things like that. But it was a kind of almost a romantic or a silly, like the Joe Pines of the era. I mean, if you guys don't even know probably who Joe Pine was, but he was a character He was a talk bludgeoner. He was the silliest, but yet he was tough. People were afraid of him when they went on the air because they didn't know what to expect. But he did the silliest things, but it wasn't in the name of being silly. It was in the name of having outrageous conversation about outrageous things that weren't necessarily part of the news. They'd bring people on, you know, a two-headed person from the circus or something like that. And what's it like to have two heads? You know, that was the kind of stuff you would do. And that's how talk got started. If you can believe that, you know, that sort of thing. It was a whole different thing. And now, unfortunately, we don't have any two-headed people from the circus. So we, you know, create other circuses that are just that. I think some of the stuff on the air is just, it's fun to listen. And that's the thing. It ought to be fun to listen to it without it being outrageous or somebody says, I don't agree with you. I'm never going to listen to you anymore. You know, that kind of stuff. Or the James Corden thing, where the guy, Corden makes some innocent remark about Trump and Game of Thrones and dragons, and this guy, you know, creates a whole thing that becomes an international conversation. Wow. How about that? 19 after the hour, how about that?
Hey, Jan, did you look into my suggestion about switching to Sprint?
I owe too much of my wireless contract to think about switching right now.
Don't let that stop you. Sprint's offering up to $650 per line to cover your switching costs.
$650?
It's their way of giving you a clean slate. Plus, if you lease a new iPhone, you can get an incredible new iPad on them.
This weekend only at your local Sprint store. Switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line via prepaid MasterCard. And if you lease a new iPhone, we'll give you an incredible new iPad on us. Get to your local Sprint store this weekend and save. Less required phone trading credit provided after online registration and phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charged to remaining phone balance. Card term conditions and exclusion apply. Member FDIC. iPad 6th generation 32 gigabytes. $0 per month after 1970 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit apply within 2 bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance fee taxes due at sale.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep, free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Remember this. Love Shack. B-52s releasing a remastered edition of their fifth LP from 1989. That Cosmic Thing comes out the 28th of next month on Rhino Records. The 30th anniversary reissue includes B-sides and remixes, previously unreleased live recordings from their Cosmic Tour in 1990. We were talking about this off the air, the ladies, Victoria, Kara, Jennifer, and I, about the B-52s and how much of their music is part of Americana, but I don't know that it's attributed, because I'm not a B-52 fan necessarily, but I do remember the song, and it's kind of a disconnect. I'm not maybe as familiar with them and what they've done as a group as the music, and I don't know how those things happen these days, but they seem to.
Well, if you ever hear any B-52 song, you would never attribute it to anyone other than the B-52s.
Yeah.
Well, this is another big hit.
But if you said, right, if you're playing Love Shack for me, and you say, what's the group doing that song, I wouldn't know unless you told me.
Really? You wouldn't know that's the B-52s?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
I think that's a you thing. I think that's
isn't it anything?
And I don't mean that as an insult. I just don't think important to you, but I think that a lot of people attribute the songs to them.
Yeah.
I think most people
I'm not suggesting it wouldn't, yeah. I just am telling my story here, yeah. So this live album found on the second disc of the 2-CD set features 7 tracks from Cosmic Thing, like Rome and this and Love Shack and the songs we're listening to here. Handful of earlier classics like Rock Lobster and Private Idaho. recorded during their stretch of dates in Texas in August. The booklet that comes with it contains some new liner notes, lyrics, unseen photos of the band during that period. The B-52s recently have kicked off a series of North American and European dates celebrating their 40 years in the music biz. Their lengthy summer tour this year will, start in Nashville at the end of the month, runs through September in New York City. The B-52s recently announcing 2 projects and other mediums. Their first ever official band history book, which is due out next year, and an in-development documentary film with executive producer Fred Armisen. I don't know who he is or what.
He's from SNL. You know who he is.
Yeah. Oh, he's, okay.
He's been in a bunch of movies and stuff, too.
Ah, okay. All right, so that's the latest from the B-52s. And now, from Roger Daltrey, an interesting point. Roger Daltrey and obviously the generational thing and the groups he's been associated with. Pot-smoking fans of The Who got a stern talking to from Roger Daltrey during their concert at Madison Square Garden this week. He scolded the crowd saying, quote, all the ones smoking grass down the front there, I'm totally allergic to it. When concert goers began to snicker, he insisted, I'm not kidding. Whoever it is down there, you blanked up my night and you made me sick. I'm allergic to that stuff. My voice just goes away, so blank you.
Oh, wow. That seems like a good way to solve the problem.
Yeah.
Wow. Why wouldn't he say that first?
When you go out on stage, don't be smoking grass. Back a couple of years ago, Daltrey threatened to end a concert at the Nassau Coliseum when somebody lit up a joint near the stage, telling the fan to stick it up your blanking blank.
It's pretty aggressive with the fans. I never knew this about Roger Daltrey.
The Who, on their Moving On tour, wraps in October in Alberta. So if you want to smoke pot, best not do it at a Who concert, I guess, under the circumstances.
Yeah,
I understand what he's saying. I'm allergic to all kinds of smoke. I don't want people smoking around me. And
which is totally fine.
Yeah.
This is the way he addressed it.
Yeah. Right.
Blank you, blankers. It's 28 after the hour.
You said yes. I got your body.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's no more pain.
Yeah, even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Have you heard about Newsmax TV? It's America's fastest-growing cable news channel in 70 million homes. Every minute, every day. Watch Newsmax for breaking news on President Trump. Plus, get insights from Bill O'Reilly, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, Mike Reagan, and more. You can find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, WOW, and dozens of cable systems. So check your guide now and watch Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A complete overhaul of our immigration system.
No matter where in the world you are born, no matter who your relatives are, if you want to become an American citizen, it will be clear exactly what standard we ask you to achieve. It will be made crystal clear.
At the White House, President Trump outlines his new plan.
We will replace the existing green card categories with a new visa, the Build America visa, which is what we all want to hear.
In other news, Vice President Mike Pence speaking at a manufacturing plant in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, talking about the new tax law.
This president signed the largest tax cut and tax reform in American history, and American manufacturing is roaring.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
At the hour, on another hour of the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, ladies talking about smoking off the air. I was interesting how that is synchronatic to something that I had seen yesterday, and I'm now referencing it. The daughter of Leonard Nimoy has been making this book out. She's written about her father, and she talks about him and what life was like as the daughter of Spock and how his life changed so dramatically, and theirs did too when he got the job of Spock, and how iconic it was immediately because it was such a different kind of a role and he was such a different kind of a character. And then she goes on after talking about Star Trek and their lives and stuff to how really what went on in their lives was affected by his smoking. She said he always had a cigarette in his hand. He smoked everywhere and smoked 2 or 3 packs a day. He quit for good in the 80s, but when he was in his 50s, he started to have some breathing issues. When they would go on a long walk, he had to stop and take breaths and that sort of thing. And it seems he was misdiagnosed by his doctor, who said he had allergies or a cold or, you know, things like that. But it was much more of a problem with COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which is emphysema. And I sometimes wonder about that when we talk a lot on the air about our allergies and colds and coughs and that sort of stuff. I'm having another exam done to just clarify, I was in a barn with a lot of old moldy dust a couple of 3 weeks ago, and I really haven't felt the same since. But the weather has been really awful. The weather has been something that has so taken us over, I think, many of us. Certainly Victoria, it has had its impact on you. And many, many, many people have had just a negative reaction to all of it. So something to think about anyway. As we move ahead, all right, Victoria, what is going on in your world or our world that we should know about?
Well, Game of Thrones is trending right now, and the reason for it is because apparently so many of the fans are really unhappy with how this season 8, it's the final season of the series. Apparently a lot of fans are very unhappy, and there's a petition that has been started online, and 323,000 people have already signed it. They want the entire season to be remade with different writers and a better plot line. And, of course, the Northern Ireland Ireland Tourism Board is very on board with this because the production of it, essentially, they spent 58 million euros in the north, just where they were filming the show. So it was a huge boost to the local economy. Doug, you were just there not too long ago in April.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you saw probably the tail end of everybody kind of stripping down all the production sets and everything. But they say that the tourism, the numbers show that one in every six visitors to Northern Ireland was inspired by Game of Thrones, and that's the reason they planned their trip. So they wanted to go there and see where everything
big
was
deal.
Filmed. A really big deal.
Yeah.
But I think the bigger deal is that there are so many fans who apparently are very unhappy with the way that this series is going. All kinds of accusations, like they rushed the production and that the episodes are not really well thought out. Characters are getting killed off who shouldn't be, things like that. As we know, Kara is our resident Game of Thrones fan. So I don't know. Have you been this unhappy? Would you sign this petition?
No, I think people need to take a chill pill. There have been
323,000 people signed this petition.
Yeah,
That's a lot of people.
Yes, it is a lot of people. It's a lot less than the amount of people who watch it, though, if you take into account the millions of people who are watching it. I don't know. So five episodes have come out. The last episode is coming out this weekend. There have definitely been episodes that I've been a bit disappointed by. The dialogue is not top-notch, not necessarily as good as some other seasons. And, yeah, things are rushed, and I think people are disappointed because it took them two years to put this season out, and it's kind of like, what were they doing for that 2 years? If the writing's not good, if they didn't catch a Starbucks cup. So people feel, I think people feel rightfully disappointed. But this reminds me of when, was it The Last Jedi or was it the movie before that came out and Star Wars fans signed a petition and thought that there was an amateur who wanted to go and raise money so he could redo the whole film and like get a better script. And I'm like, it's one of those things where it's a TV show, it's a movie.
It is what it is.
You just kind of have to take it with a grain of salt and, not expect it to be like this amazing masterpiece. I don't know. It's just, I think people need to enjoy it for what it is.
When you consider that there are 500 television shows in production because of all the cable channels, Netflix and HBO and Showtime and you name it, Amazon Studios, they're all producing content. It's a great time for actors that are, I get a kick out of every time I turn around, I see Bruce McGill in something. He is everywhere. He's in this silly movie, The Palms. I saw it in the trailer at the movie theater the other night. That thing with
Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton.
Yeah, there's a whole
cast Pam
there.
Grier and a bunch of old lady actresses and Bruce McGill. And he's just one of those iconic guys, but there are dozens of those fellas and women who are working. They go from one show to the next show to the next show. They just keep going. And it's because of all of the production. And so, obviously, some of this stuff isn't going to be that great because they keep churning out. How many new ideas are there?
Yeah.
There aren't.
I mean, when it comes to Game of Thrones, obviously people expect it to be good because they're having, kajillions of dollars funneled into the show. And so they have more ability than almost any other show to, put something remarkable out on the market. But I think the problem that we kind of have in our world right now, too, and this goes for Star Wars, is that people get so involved in the shows and the movies and the plots, and they come up with all these theories of what they think is going to happen, and they kind of get disappointed when what they think is going to happen doesn't happen, and then they take that out on the writers and the show.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, well, there was never any evidence that this thing that you wanted to happen was going to happen. Like, if that's the case, then you should become a writer and go write for these shows.
Right.
But otherwise, it's, you know, it's they have one plot and they have to follow that. So I don't know. I think it's a TV show, and I've watched it for, like, 10 years, and so I'm going to keep watching it and hoping that it's
good
enjoyable.
For you.
I don't want to hate it on the internet. So.
All right.
Do you want me to tell you how it ends?
Does everybody die?
Pretty much.
Everybody gets eaten by a dinosaur.
I think that's a different
or either
show,
that or the women on the show are having sex with a dinosaur or something like that.
I think you've been watching a different show than me.
Discussion of breathing air is exacerbated or underscored by what's going on in Mexico this week. In Mexico City, they've canceled schools because of air pollution. The weather conditions there, the dryness in the air, there's a smoky haze because there's a lot of brush fires that are west of Mexico City, serious fires. Look at, there was a whole special on PBS a few nights ago that I watched for a little while, highlighting why there are so many of these really serious fires. And one of the visuals was a picture of the globe and where the serious fires are at the moment and where they have been in the last 3 or 4 years. It's like the whole planet was on fire when you look at the thing. Now, maybe that's somewhat of an exaggeration, but it really does impact. You can talk about that, Jennifer, in terms of the fires in California, how it affects the air quality, not only immediately, but that stuff sticks around for a while till the wind blows it.
It's stifling.
Yeah, it's really horrible.
I know that's why I've had such a hard time, is that there's been so... I'm allergic to smoke. I'm allergic to cigarette smoke and to fire smoke and to smoke.
Yeah.
And so when you have ash that sits around, it gets in your house, it gets in your air conditioning units, it gets in your hair, it gets in your car, that stuff doesn't just disappear. It sticks around for a long time, and it's... I know that's why my allergies have been so bad this year, unusually bad.
Yep. And they canceled not only school, but professional soccer games, baseball games in Mexico City because of,
and they've
imposed
driving
limits.
There's no way. You can't, the air is thick. I'm talking about ash for me once it settles, but yes, when there is a fire burning, it is... You can't do anything, and you can feel it. Your lungs feel heavy. I know when I was evacuating houses not so long ago, it's like you're carrying stuff out, and you just feel like you can't get the air in. It's really, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. All right, food for thought, 44 past the hour on the DJV program.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meal today. Text the word FORK to 246-810.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Right now, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And 5/18/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/15inrewards for details.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, some other things going on here in our country. The Senate's going to vote on disaster recovery legislation next week, regardless of whether a bipartisan agreement is reached or not. According to Mr. McConnell, a $17 billion package intended to aid communities recovering from all these natural disasters, but it was stalled for a long time because they couldn't figure out what to do with Puerto Rico after the hurricane. It's been 2 years and still a mess there. I don't know if you've heard anything, Victoria.
It's better in the tourist areas, which are usually the first ones to rebound. But, yeah, there are still a lot of challenges on the island. So it would just
more borrowed money.
Infrastructure.
It's more borrowed money. More borrowed money, this stuff. Anything added to the budget, whenever there's an emergency disaster relief package like this, is all borrowed money. So, you know, where do you think they come up with this dough?
Is it being spent effectively?
Good question.
People would support spending it if it was actually being done right.
Right. All right, here's a disaster in the making. The zombie raccoons. Mm. Sounds like a television show. But a lot of these raccoons have distemper. And worse than that, they have rabies. This is around Chicago. Warning went out to locals that there have been a number of cases of distemper in the area. Police receiving a number of reports of zombie raccoons. Zombies look like. I mean, raccoons look like zombies with their dark eyes and stuff. Been a big problem.
Raccoons are cute. They're not very nice, but they're cute.
No, they're horrible animals. They're really dangerous. They get into rubbish, garbage all around the all over the place. Well, they've been pushed out of their natural habitat by all the development.
Yeah.
And man, speaking. Yeah. Zombie raccoons been making the news. Residents are asking what that means. The nickname refers to raccoons that may appear to be zombie-like because they have distemper. You know, anybody that's got distemper is pretty much like rabies. And you know what happens to dogs or any animals. It's like mad cow disease, the same kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you have to vaccinate your dogs. Have to because it can be transmitted bitten. Through the air.
Right.
They can inhale it.
See you later, alligator, if they get it. All right, 15 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Inside radio time, inside your health time, actually. The venue is Good Day Health, and the idea is to keep you tuned in to what's going on in the medical journals. That's the continuing task of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here to go through a couple of more items that he's researched this week. I just was talking to him off the air about how to pronounce benzodiazepine. How'd I do?
Good job.
Okay. Is that all right?
A plus.
All right, so why are they in the news?
They are in the news because these are tranquilizers, and taking any anxiety drugs or tranquilizers, like we've all heard of them, Valium or Xanax, they may actually increase the risk, Doug, of miscarriage in the first trimester by a whopping 11%. This was published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the psychiatry version. All of the benzodiazepine, this class of drug, have this increased risk of miscarriage. And besides Valium and Xanax, this class of drugs includes Ativan and Klonopin.
So I guess the question here from me is, why would someone, what is going on that caused someone to think that needed to be studied in the first place? So what is the observation here from people who are watching pregnancy and seeing miscarriages?
Well, you've never been pregnant, but people who are pregnant tell me it's a period of a lot of anxiety.
Really?
And people take these anti-anxiety, these tranquilizer medications.
Oh, okay, well, that makes sense, yeah.
And we now have seen the problems they cause. There are better things to do.
Another example of too many drugs too available to people that haven't been tested out thoroughly. Is this something that you wouldn't have seen coming? When were these drugs developed? How long have they been around?
They've been around since the 50s, 60s. We all remember our parents with Valium, our grandparents.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. So, but connecting them to having problems in pregnancy.
And not my parents personally, but just in general, that generation.
Yeah, I think my mother took Valium.
It was very popular in that generation.
Yeah, well, my mother was anxious about a lot of things, and that's where it came from, I guess. It was easier, but regular doctors prescribe that sort of thing. You don't have to go to a shrink to get that stuff, I don't think.
And that's part of the issue. And now there are much better ways. You go to a psychiatrist, a psychologist, get psychotherapy, better sleep habits, meditation, cognitive behavior therapy. You just see worry from a different perspective and add relaxation techniques.
Yep, very good, very well put. So there it is, folks, the information and then the options on how to get around it from Ken's experience. Next up, I suppose another sort of psychological reality is the anger that is upon us in our society that seems to be damaging in any number of ways. You want to give us the lowdown on that?
Interesting. New study published this week, Doug, in the journal Psychology and Aging reveals it's anger and not sadness that may damage the aging body more. Anger can increase inflammation, which is linked with conditions such as heart disease, cancer, and arthritis. And anger can lead to the development of chronic illness, whereas sadness does not.
Huh. So maybe to carry it one step further, when you look at this, the aging body and its effects on particular organs, like the heart, is this going to show up? You're a cardiologist, so does this show up as something, or when you talk to your patients and try to find out the story behind the story, do you find that this maybe comes out?
Absolutely.
You're not a shrink, but you are a shrink.
I've never met a good cardiologist who isn't part good psychiatrist, because the mind dealing with all of these different emotions have great impact. And anger, yes, will lead to inflammation and plaquing in the circulation and lead to heart attacks and strokes.
Nothing good about that. Nothing. All right, food for thought, Dr. Ken here. Here's something else to think about, how your aches and pains are maturing as you get older. You're getting old, I'm getting old, we're all getting old. And some of us have pains that come from old injuries, whether they're sports injuries or, like mine, from my activities on the farm over the years. Joint aches sap the joy out of your day. Like when I get up in the morning, my back aches. So if you want to feel better, do what I've started doing. Joint aches go away. My neck, my knees, my hands, my back, my shoulder are better because of Sierracil. Sierracil, Sierracil. Sierracil has Joint Formula 14 that will help you feel better in 14 days or your money back. That's kind of a cool thing. So you want to get yourself in order, getting the aches and pains away, and have better. I like this joint relief idea that you can find on their website, achefree.live. Get a special deal by using the DJV code achefree.live for Sierracil to get rid of the aches and pains. achefree.live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.